Yep. It's so you're going to have three different subtopics. So your main topic is going to be the disease. One of your subtopics is going to be symptoms. One of your subtopics is going to be treatment. And one of your subtopics is going to be causes. Well, we're going to talk about that. Okay, we're going to talk about that. After this point, every paper is going to be different. Every symptom is going to be different. There's going to be a lot of similarities, but you know, you might have a rash. You might have an infection. You might have a fever. You might have a headache. You might have a stomach ache.
I'm just
going to
assume that scarlet fever is a fever.
Oh, well, we're going to research it and find out. Okay. On the causes, it might be something you ate. It might be something that you touched. You know, so every one of these topics are probably going to be different. There might be some similarities. And then, of course, your treatments are going to be different. You might have to take medication. You might have to go to the hospital. You might have to do nothing at all. Okay?
Do you think mumps are those, like, bumps that people get when they have to do surgery?
Maybe. I guess you'll find out when you research it. Okay, so you should have something that looks similar to mine. It might not be exactly, because your machine might not have put it in these exact positions. Okay, let's go click on our outline. What do you think should be first?
Causes.
Causes? Yeah. Or what it is?
What it is.
Would what it is be fit with symptoms?
Yes.
So what do we want to, would it be its own category? What is it? Maybe we need to go back to our diagram and add a fourth category for what is it. What do you think? How does your brain think about that? Let's discuss it. Where should it go? Because I want everybody to be the same.
On the left.
So you think we should add it as its own category?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to drag mine over here.
It makes sense to say what it is.
Okay. So what it is.
I said what it is.
Okay. Whatever. That's close enough.
And then
okay.
I feel like you should do symptoms, causes, and treatment.
All right, so let's go back to our outline. So we should probably do what is it first. Okay, so we're going to drag that up and make it the number one thing.
Then I feel like you should do symptoms, causes, and treatments.
Okay.
That's just me.
Are you in agreement? Does that flow logically?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So are you dragging your things around? Does yours match mine?
Yeah.
You have to be in the outline view, Riley, to do this. Hunter, you have to be in the outline view to do this. And you have to grab it. See how my mouse turns into that four-headed arrow? That means that I can drag it. Okay? So, does yours match mine? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Stand up if it is matching. Fantastic. Come up here and save. Go to File, Save As, because we're going to give it a name and a location.
Hand, foot, and mouth disease.
So you can look up here in your path, and it will be on whatever you used last. So if it says fifth and sixth computers up here, you don't have to do anything.
What if it doesn't?
If it doesn't say that, if it says documents, you're going to have to go to this PC.
I don't have. Oh.
You're going to go to this PC. You're going to go to Shared Drive, which is S Drive or SHR, it might say. And you'll double click on that. So it'll say Shared up here.
Did Can it have an X on it?
Does it say shared up here? Look up here in the save in box. Does it say shared right here?
Yes. It just has an X on it.
Then you're not logged in. It's not accessible for some reason.
I couldn't see it for 5-6.
You may have to save it in your documents, but you have to sit at that computer every time.
Okay. I'll get back.
So you're just going to go back to see this back arrow?
Yeah.
Just keep clicking that until it says documents here.
Okay.
That is only Kylie, not the people listening to this. All right, so in the shared drive, you're going to go to Mrs. Nesbitt.
I'm already there.
I passed it. There it is. Then it's going to go to 5th and 6th computers. It should say 5th and 6th computers in this save in dialog box here.
Yep.
And then we're going to name this My Disease and Your Name. So yours will not be... See how if we name it all the same, then they're in alphabetical order. Okay? So if you name it the way I tell you to, then it's like, oh, there's everybody's papers right there. That's why I'm asking you to do that. Okay? So I can show you how to fix that later, Hunter. Okay? So I'm going to click save. Mine's going to say my disease... Yours should say My Disease Abby, My Disease Jackson, My Disease Corbin, etc. Yes?
Yep.
All right.
You just drag it down to where it's supposed to go.
No, you don't. You don't drag it down. It alphabetizes by itself.
Oh, is that for me to go down?
Yes. But I want you to hang on for just a second.
Sounds good.
Okay. So at this point, we've saved. I want you to minimize your window. I have a bunch of stuff to minimize. Okay. And then you're going to go into the internet. Let's go to Google for just a starting place. And of course, you want to go to someplace new here. And you're going to type your disease in there, whatever your disease is. So, for example, if I was measles, I would start in here and look at that, signs and symptoms of measles. So I would click on this. Now, watch this. Okay? If I wanted to use this information, I have to click up here one time and turn that blue. I'm going to go to Control C for copy. I'm going to go back to my inspiration document. I'm going to click on here, and I'm going to create a new link, a subtopic of that, and I'm going to Control V, paste my website that I just used.
Control C to copy, right?
Control C to copy, Control V to paste. That way, well, wherever it goes. Whatever research you're looking at, where does it fit in here? And you're going to save that, because if you use that at all, you have to document it. So let's document it first thing. Okay? Yeah, you'll just have to go, because it's time to go. But I wanted you to hear that part.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so go. And shut down for me, please. And we will clean your computer. We will clean your computer for you. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Anything that you use, you're going to have to go back to that category that you're fitting it into and create all of these different things. And you're going to keep track of that data. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And you can begin your search. Go.
shrimp told cocky? What is strep told cocky?
I think it's streptococci, is how you say streptococci.
What is that?
Well, you'll learn in your research, hopefully.
Do I add on to that to say?
If that's something that you think is good information, you're going to want to save that website. Yes.
So,
syncytial virus, I think is how you say it.
Is that a specific virus or lawful?
That's the complete name of RSV.
Okay.
That's the scientific name. We call it RSV because it's easier to say. Okay.
So we keep this here to remember the website?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
meningitisisbeating.com.
Every time you put something in here, push save, go to file, save, or control S. Do you see how it says control S there? It shows you the shortcut. Okay, that's the shortcut to save. So every time you put something in there, if all of a sudden the power were to blink, or say Corbin bumped one of the buttons on his surge protector, he would turn the entire row off. And you would lose your work. So you want to save. As soon as you've put something in there, push Control S or go to File, Save, so you don't lose your work. Yes?
I highlighted the thing.
Which thing? The my disease part? Yep. So you click on it and do Control C. Okay, and then you just go to your document here. So where's your text that says symptoms and all that stuff that you were supposed to type in when we were doing it as a group? Where is it?
Okay, it's an infection.
So, Hunter, in order for you to stay caught up, you have to do things as the group does. You can't do your own thing, okay? Or you'll get lost. But these are the topics that you're putting in here. Symptoms, causes, treatment, and what it is. And then, Hunter, we already did this. Why you didn't do it with us when we were doing it, I don't know. But then you want to go to the outline, and you want to make it go in that order. Okay? It should look something like that. Okay? Yes.
So for the website,
yeah. So have you found out some information and you think it's useful information? Then you click on this line right here.
Oh, yeah, I've already put it in.
Oh, so what are you asking me?
Do you want us to get rid of it so we can put other things in?
Well, I imagine that you're going to look for more research. I think you probably will not just go to one website and find all the answers. Right? So you're probably going to have to look at multiple sources. You're going to need to read some stuff. When you research, you have to read stuff. You're probably going to see some disturbing pictures.
And luckily mine's not that disturbing. It just shows kids. Mine's
very disturbing.
Yeah. Mine shows this little stuff.
What?
How bad can it be?
Oh, that's disgusting. Okay. Oh, no. It can't be that bad, can it?
It's bad.
It's bad.
No, it's not.
What? Let me see. What are you seeing?
So gross.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Why do you think that they wanted to treat it so we don't deal with it anymore? It's a pretty bad deal.
Like, look at how non-functional mine looks.
I'm scared.
Which one do you have? Oh, yeah.
No, you can just search the name.
Those stuff to the spine. So.
Huh.
You get like headaches, you get weird rashes.
All right, research your own topic, please. You'll hopefully be able to share some of what you've learned with each other. Abby, let's go to your own thing, please.
Mine is the most disgusting.
Although I think Jackson might be right. His might be the most deadly.
I'm pretty sure his is the most deadly.
Mine is more so worse, though.
Really? Okay, Hunter, go do your own thing. Okay, we don't have very many days. We have today and two more Tuesdays to work on this project. So we have no time to waste. So you're trying to research as fast as possible.
Okay.
Control V.
Yeah, it makes the brain all yellow.
You have to copy it, though. Go to your website. Okay, and then copy Control C. Okay, and now go to your other document and click in there. Click in it. Now paste. There you go.
I got two things about what it is.
Oops. Delete that one. I think you have to put the handles on it. Click on it and put the handles on it.
Doesn't
it say? Oh, okay. Now click. Okay. Now you might want to drag this up out of the way so you can see where the link is. You have, honey, you have not followed a single direction. These links are backwards.
Oh,
you are supposed to click here and put a link to here. Okay, and then this, you need to put a link from here to here. And from. Why isn't that working? Yeah. Okay, so you can't do your own thing, otherwise it won't work. There's that listening piece, okay? All right. Now I think you're good. My ultimate goal was for you to write a research paper. I just don't know if we're going to have time to get there. Okay?
Okay. You can mind just mind.
Yeah.
Really?
So if you guys were to do a research paper, you would have to, a term paper, you would write 5 to 6 paragraphs on this topic.
Wow.
Okay. Sixth graders would have to write 3 to 5, they would have to use 3 to 5 different sources, and they would have to write 1 to 2 pages. Or at least 6 paragraphs. So we're learning all kinds of things here.
Okay. I did it.
I'm good. We've got about 10 more minutes, so you can continue finding lots of information, but read the stuff to see if it's going to be good.